It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we have Jen DeWinter on the line from the Diabetes Education Department. Hello, Jen.
Good morning, Craig.
How has your fall been so far?
Hey, not bad.
Yeah?
I mean, the weather hasn't been horrible.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Most people have had a good fall so far, so we're into November, and November is Diabetes Education Awareness Month, and you wanted to talk about diabetes education, so let's do it.
Yes. Well, thank you. So we just want to make sure that people in our community know that we provide diabetes education here at the hospital. It's, you know, a whole team of people whenever you're diagnosed with diabetes, whether it's your provider and a pharmacist, myself. I work really, really closely with Amanda, the dietitian out here. So we just don't want people to be frustrated or afraid or scared trying to navigate that new diagnosis on their own. Reach out to us, and we are glad to help answer questions about type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, gestational diabetes, diabetes prevention, really just anything diabetes.
So there's a good place to start. Let's talk about the type 1 versus type 2. Most people, if you have type 1 diabetes, you've had it from birth. And so you maybe will find out later in life you've got it, but for the most part, you know it already. Type 2 is a little different. Explain the differences.
Yes. Type 1 is an autoimmune disease where your body attacks your pancreas. So I think the average age for type 1 diagnosis is probably around 13, 14, but we see a range anywhere from, like you said, a baby up to they have a new, it's not new, I guess, anymore, but a newer diagnosis. It's called latent onset diabetes of adults. So that can even happen 20, 30, 40-year-old. That is kind of why that it's a struggle to figure out why type 1 diabetes affects some people and not other people. And then, yes, the majority of diabetes comes from the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. That is mostly an adult diagnosis, although we are seeing it younger and younger. So we are here and available to help with either of those diagnosis. And then gestational is females when they are pregnant. There's a little hormone, insulin resistance, weight gain going on, and we're here to help with that too.
And usually for, adult onset or type 2 sometimes has to do with body weight, but also it is hereditary. I know my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mother, and myself all have diabetes, and now my daughter has it. So it is something that can be carried on from generation to generation, not always just because you're overweight.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. There is a genetic component to type 2 diabetes, along with, you know, environmental factors and things like that. So that can also be frustrating. People will say, you know, hey, I've changed this, I'm doing this, I'm this behavior, and still be kind of frustrated and thinking that they haven't done enough. So again, we want them to reach out, because it doesn't mean you haven't done enough or you didn't do something right. Sometimes it is genetic, and we need to figure out how can we help get those blood sugars in a safe range so we can prevent complications.
Yeah, I know. Like my mom, before she passed away, she only found out about 10 years before she passed that she had it. That was in her early 60s. I found out about it when I was 24. So, you know, it hits everybody differently. And you might go 40 years in your life and go all of a sudden, I'm awfully thirsty now and this cut won't heal. What's going on with me? And then you come to find out, well, you know what? Everybody in your family has diabetes and you now have it. To no fault of your own. You didn't do anything to cause it. It just happens.
Yes, absolutely. And it's good that you brought up those symptoms. Oftentimes people don't think of some of those vague symptoms of really thirsty. Oh, because I'm drinking so much more water. Well, it's that vicious cycle. Your body's trying to lower your blood sugars on its own, and it's basically dehydrating you. Really tired. You know, your body's not using the energy that is supposed to be from food very efficiently, so it's making you tired. You're right, you're getting sick all the time, or you have a cut that doesn't heal. Those are kind of vague symptoms, and they don't necessarily scream, hey, get to the doctor. So yeah, we want people to know those symptoms for diabetes and get in. And perfect example, if you kind of know that you have a family history of diabetes, it's a great idea to be screened. You know, when you have your annual labs done, have them check your blood sugar, have them check your A1C and see what's going on.
And I'll throw out one more thing as well. If you don't get it checked, later in life, it can do a lot of damage. I am proof positive. I'm trying to make my daughter well aware of that. You know, you can have kidney problems. You can have with high blood pressure. You can have eyesight issues. You can have limbs amputated. There's a lot of complications to diabetes that if you don't pay attention to and don't get it taken care of early, can really cause a lot of problems in your life. And I am right here, unfortunately, the poster child for it. So it's just something you need to make sure you get checked out.
Yes, like a lot of things in life, I think if we only knew now what we, you know, when we were younger.
Yep.
But yes, you're right. Complications from diabetes, it's tough because they don't really hurt. Diabetes, high blood sugars hurt until it's almost too late and your body is really screaming some of those symptoms. So I'm so glad that you brought up that point. Yeah, people can get screened early. Know your history if you can. Know your health history. And just another good point to at least every once in a while go get your lab work done, get your lab work checked. Even if you don't go to the doctor's office, the hospital does have some screenings where you can just have some lab work done in the spring and fall. That kind of happens through public health. So people can watch for that too. And A1C is part of that.
Yep.
The lab that they offer. So that's an opportunity also for people.
Get that A1C screened. That's a good place to start. So
that's right.
All right, here we are. It's Diabetes Education Awareness Month. Jen, if anybody has any questions for you, how can they get a hold of you?
Yes, my direct line is 515-332-7643. Sometimes if I'm with patients, I don't answer my phone, so leave me a message. If you lose that phone number, you can always just call the Humble Hospital and ask for the Diabetes Education Department, and you'll get myself or Amanda.
Get yourself checked out. It's the best thing you can do. Jen DeWinter from the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and the Diabetes Department. Thank you, Jen.
Hey, thank you, Craig. Have a great day.